Okay, so the Gemara now on Samach 3 on Samach Tes, Amad Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top, asking now further questions regarding being Mekam and Eder, being Mefer and Eder. How does that work? So it's by Rav asked the Kasha, Yesh She'ila B'Hakeim, Ain She'ila B'Hakeim, when a person is Mekam and Eder, the husband, the father, etc., let's say he's Mekam and Eder, then decides that he doesn't want to. It was a mistake. He shouldn't have done so. So can he be Shoel on that act of confirming the neder? Is that something he's allowed to do? Just like he could be shoel neder, shoel, go to Tam Chacham, Bezdin, etc., to be shoel on a neder. This is the same thing. And fine, in Tim Salomar, Yesh Sheila B'Hakeim. And if you say that there's is such a concept, Yesh Sheila B'Hefer, can a person also make a sheila if they, be shoel if they went ahead and they were made for a neder? Can they go back and say, you know what, actually, if I would have known that X, Y, Z would have happened, I never would have done it, and I would have allowed the nether to be chal. Does that work? Or ain't she'll be fair? Or are you not allowed to do that? So the Gemara is going to bring a proof to try to answer the question. So it's Tashma, the Amr of Yochanan, Nish'alin ala hakeim, Ve'nish'alin ala hafer, that you're allowed to be shoel when you go on ahead and you affirmed a nether so that you can be shoel on, but on a hafara, that you can't. The Ran himself notes that he writes, even though it would make sense to say that when it comes to afar, you can't have she'ila. The bishlama hekem, I understand when you're being mekayim in a nether, you're affirming the nether itself. It's like taking a nether. So to be shoel makes sense. Of a hafara lo, right? Meaning, but the hafara is not making a nether, it's just negating a nether. So to be shoel on a hafar doesn't really make sense. So nevertheless, he says, they still ask the question, because the two are connected to each other. But really, it's understand. We understand that, and this is how we paskin. Then the Gemara says here that it's only you can only have shoel by a hakim, but not by a hafar. Fine. So next question. So by Rabba. Kayam lechi, v'nisha ala hakama rishona. So basically, kim lechi means that's the language you use when you're makayim the nether. So the person, the father or the husband, whoever, is makayim it, right? It says, it's confirmed. V'nisha ala hakama rishona. And then he says, you know what? Right, basically, the Ran explains what this means. Right? Meaning, do you say, look, so it's what happened? He says, kim lechi, and then he's mefer on the first one. So what could you say? He's shoel on the first one. So what could you say? When he made the first, initially when he said kim lechi twice, the second kim lechi is meaningless, right? So what could you say? So he was shoel on the first one, so the second one had no value, right? Oh, Dilma, and therefore even the second one doesn't do anything. Oh, Dilma, maybe you say no. The reason why the second one didn't do anything was because at that moment you had the first kiyum. The Lo Shavkalei Labesraisa Lemeichal Aval Ki Itshal Akamaisa Mishkacha Besraisa Ravcha Vachalit. So you say no? Maybe the second one only did nothing because you had a first one, but now that you got rid of the first one, maybe the second one, works. And now even though you were shoel on the first kiyum, the second kiyum works, and now it's kayim again. So what would you say? So Gemara asks Mo. So Totashma, the Amarava. Im nishal rishona shniya chalalav, that the first one is he's shoel and gets rid of the first hakama, the first kiyum, the second one now works fine. Another question by Rabba asks, kayam lechi umufa lechi, if someone the husband, the father, he hears what the daughter, the wife said, and he says it's kayam for you and it's now umufa for you. So there's two opposite things, right? So velotechel hakama elaim kein chal hafara, and he says that the hakama is only going to work if the hafara works. What does it even mean? So Gemara asks, "Mahu, like what happens in such a scenario?"
So Tashma, mi plugged to the Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yossi. So maybe we should find an answer based on the machlokes between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi with this nun. Harezu tamuras ola tamuras shlamim. If somebody says about, they take a certain animal and they say that this animal is now, in place of an ola or in place of a shlamim. Harezu tamuras ola. So then it becomes, a tamura for the ola. But again, because the person said both things, right? Harezu tumuras ola, tumuras shlamim is what the halacha is. It's only tumuras ola. Okay. The Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yossi Omer, im lekach diskavi mitchila. If initially when they made this statement, that's what he meant. So hov yef shalikra shnei shemos be'echad. Since it's impossible to give, to give this animal the status of both an ola and a shlamim. So then what he said works, and both of them are chal. The point being that, and the Ran explains this more, that a person could taka, if there was an animal that actually had both statuses made, created on it at the same time, right? It's made an ola and a shlamim at the same moment. So it actually works in the sense that you now can't use it, and you have to put it like other situations of an animal that has kedusha and can't be used. So you put it out to pasture and you let it walk around and whatever, graze until it eventually gets a mum, and then it can be used. But the point being that if that was his kavana, right, when he said it, he meant to give it both. But what's the point? So he can't. It's not physically, humanly possible to say both at the same time, even though that's what he wanted to do. In which case, Rav Kayamin. Right? But so that's what Rabbi Yossi just points out. It depends what his kavana is. If that was his kavana to say both at the same time, then fine. If you have feel Rav Meir, lo ka'amar, and even Rav Meir, Rabbi Meir, who had said that, if you said tumuras harezu tumuras ola tumuras shlamim, Rabbi Meir paskind harezu tumuras ola, right? He was only saying that the lo amr lo techal zu elaim kan chal zu. That's only in a situation where he said, where the guy didn't say this one should not take effect unless the other one does, right? Meaning, aval hacha the amr lo techa akama elaim kan chal afara. But here, but the guy actually said it explicitly, right? That I only want them both to be chal, meaning at the same time, right? That's what he wants. And in which case he's saying, right, I actually want the hafara to take place, right? So again, so he said, it's hakama and then a hafara. But only if they're happening at the same time, basically, right? So in that case, argues the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Nami Mo, the hafara chalas. In that case, the hafara should work. Okay, and the Gemara now brings another question. By Rabba, so Rabba asked, Kayam umufar lechi kevasachas. So what if, again, the woman makes a nether, and the father or the husband says it's kayam and mufar at the same time? The basic point being that because you say kayam umufar lechi, you didn't say kayam lechi mufar lechi, but kaim mufar lechi, like it implies that you're doing the same moment. Mahu, what's going to be the halacha in such a case? It says Gemara, Tashma, the Amar Rabba, kol davar she'enu bezera chaze, afilu basachas eino. Right, any time there is something that cannot be, it can't actually happen one after the other, like the two things just can't possibly take place one after the other, then even if you say it in the same moment, it's not going to work. Right, the Ran explains for us in the bottom, Parshinu lami derabba, the Amr perka ish mekadesh, gabe ha mekadesh shtei achayos, the person mekadesh two sisters, ka'achas, at the same moment. The kevin de lo matzi lakachinu dezerach hazeh, to be usher, to be mekadesh one sister after the other, because we know, we learned a long time ago, that it's usher for, once you've married a sister, one woman, you can't marry her sister. So a filibas achas leik alachad minayu. Right. So therefore, in that case, since it's bezer chazeh would be aser, then and it's not chal even. So then even bas achas, if you do it at the same moment, it's not gonna work either. So hachanami leik lisvuke behakama behafar, and he says it's not even suffic, right? leikel lechadiminayo suffik kiddushin klal. There's not even a suffik for even one of them. So hachanami leikel lesfuke behakamo behafara klal. Umatze baser hachil lahafir lekuyim edibai.
Right. So there's no nothing happened at all, and basically it's as if nothing occurred, and therefore you can go back, and now someone can be made first, someone can be make him. They can do whatever they choose, but what they said until now didn't do anything at all.
Okay, so we will we'll stop here, and we will pick up with all of it in the bottom of the Sam Tyson Bays next week.